As a crime story mystery fan, I'm always delighted to learn about a new author I haven't read before. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick introduces us to Australian author Jane Harper and an iconic character from her books. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. If there's an unsolved crime in the past, as well as a new problem that might be connected to it, if there's an Australian setting so dramatic that it's almost a character in itself, if, at the center of it all, there's a tall, thin Melbourne policeman with close-cropped white blonde hair and invisible eyelashes, by God, it's a Jane Harper Aaron Falk mystery. With the publication of Exiles last month, Jane Harper has completed the Falk trilogy, which got off to a bang with her debut novel, The Dry, in 2017. In The Dry, we met the investigator, then 36, working in the financial division of the Australian Federal Police, which made sense since Harper was coming to thriller writing from a business reporting gig at the Herald Sun in Melbourne. The Dry is set in a farming community in regional Victoria. The title refers to the drought raging in the area, sucking the life out of the local economy, creating the imminent threat of wildfire, and driving everyone a little bit crazy. The scorching heat and its effects are never off the page for long. Environment and weather are always key players in Harper's work. This area is where Aaron Falk grew up and where he's returning under grisly circumstances, with his childhood best friend Luke having seemingly flipped out and shot his family and himself. Falk hopes there's some other explanation for the deaths and sticks around to figure it out. Unmarried and a bit of a loner, he's happy to fall into a friendship with Greg Rako, the personable local policeman. In Book 2, Force of Nature, Harper sends Falk to the wild and woolly Girilang Mountains, another quintessentially Australian setting, the location of a team-building retreat for a firm of Melbourne accountants. The five women sent out into the woods for the retreat come back late, drenched, bloody, snake-bit, and down one member. The thing is, Falk already knows who she is. She was about to blow the whistle on money laundering at the firm. The new book, Exiles, is set in South Australian wine country, where Falk is headed to stand as godfather for his friend Greg Rako's new baby. The christening was supposed to be held over the same weekend last year, the weekend of the local wine and produce festival. But when a local woman named Kim Gillespie parked her own new baby's pram under the Ferris wheel and then disappeared, the christening was postponed. A year later, the christening's back on, but the search continues. The question that Falk keeps circling is, in such a tight-knit community, how does a person just disappear? Jane Harper's books are as much about Australian society and the pressures and dangers of the Australian landscape as they are about finding missing persons and solving murders. Social issues like domestic abuse, addiction, and bullying play a significant role in her plots, and Exiles is no exception. Just as Louise Penny's thrillers are as much about the soul of rural Quebec as about solving murders, Jane Harper's books have a great deal to tell us about life in Australia. I really haven't been a mystery reader in the past, but these authors are bringing me around.
The books are The Dry, Force of Nature, and Exiles by Jane Harper. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.